What, the small station, that would be Teresa, that would be T.
Yeah. And W, is Marcel still on? I mean, just if you guys have any thoughts, the rest of us probably have more to do with them. Teresa? Wesley? Marcel?
Well, it seems like if you say they have to choose from non-union management staff, then it would apply to all of the units.
Right. But I'm saying, do the smaller stations have management staff beyond the GM on union? Well, Texas always has non-union, so.
Wait a minute.
Well, non-union would be there.
At KPFA, when you needed an active GM, you didn't take it from any of the staff. Andrew Phillips came from outside staff, correct?
That's correct. And that's why I'm questioning this portion. I don't know that that's been the practice or whether it's always feasible.
Okay.
Here's the difference. I get it now. Because this is not talking about the long-term interim. It's talking about in the case of an emergency. Since the law requires you to have a general manager, you would immediately appoint someone else from management staff to take that position. You can always then replace them with an interim that you have advertised for.
No, actually it says in case of an emergency, you can't pick anybody from a union.
That's correct. And I'm saying that's why it's so limiting, because it's only in the case of an emergency. Somebody, something happens right on the spot and you have to move someone for legal reasons in immediately.
So wait a minute. I'm saying...
So what's the recommendation here? We have the rationale, the language, because it's now 941.
I'm saying leave it alone.
Okay.
Even though I raised it.
Which is what I did. Okay.
No,
Number six.
I think the wording was funny and...
I'm still saying, I'm still making the amendment to read, in the case of emergency, it should say an emergency, I guess, the ED may appoint an acting GM from non-union, comma, management staff, period.
I agree.
Okay. You have that, Teresa?
Yes.
Number six. Does someone else want to read? I'm sorry. Want to read?
Yeah, anyone else can read.
No.
Okay, go ahead, Lydia.
Okay. Hiring, comma, coordinating, and terminating supervised national staff, and then this is the changed wording from NIA, in consultation with the PMB. So we should pause there for...
Is there any objection to that?
Well, I think she's now referring to Ursula Rudenberg as affiliates director. And we don't have a webmaster, but we could.
This is before that, Teresa, the first line.
Oh.
It says, hiring, coordinating, terminating supervised national staff is the original language. The new draft language is in consultation with the PMB. So the question is, does anyone object to that?
So you're saying that she can say, I'm going to terminate the assistant to the director. It doesn't mean that she has to get approval from the PMB. Just tell them. Or he.
Consult with them.
There should be some consultation. Is there any objection to that? Okay, hearing none.
None.
Go ahead. I keep hearing a male voice.
Okay, parens, positions include the human resources director, Pacifica Radio Archives director, assistant to the director, national technical director. All these have commas, by the way. Affiliates coordinator, comma, webmaster, comma, network, programming coordinator, comma, news bureau director, comma, administrative assistant, comma, national development director, and others as approved by the PMB. then added language is parens or brackets. Do you want a bracket instead of a parens, or was that meant to be a parens?
I don't understand what you're saying, Lydia. I'm sorry.
I'm reading your change. You have a bracket instead of a parens. Is there...
No, it's just how
it
came.
Okay. It says, no... Change above. Press the CFO position with... Oh, you better read this, Nia, because I can't follow you.
Oh, okay. Plus the CFO position was specifically included early in the sentence, right? And then excluded at the end. Now it has been removed altogether. Because we don't... Where's that note? I don't see it in the sentence. What was I thinking of here? I think it was a
different sentence.
Yeah, maybe it was something else I was thinking of. There's no mention of CFO in this one. It was specifically included. Where did I get that from?
You're talking about paragraph 2? You mean the Roman numeral 2.
I don't know where I got that from. What was I thinking about here?
You're talking about the CFO?
Yeah, my note.
Well, you wrote paragraph 2, but you mean Roman numeral 2 above.
Yeah, I think it was Roman numeral 2.
Numeral 2. Well, why didn't I say
Roman
that?
Roman numeral 2.
Right. And then, bylaws are... Okay. Let me go on to the next, my next page. Okay. Bylaws are clear, the CFO is hired and removed by PNC, and the reporting relationships are in paragraph 2. Yes, in paragraph 2 above. I just... Because it's written so large, I have multiple sheets of... So that's
right,
my explanation.
But the reason is because you didn't use Roman numeral 2. I think that's the confusion.
Right, right, exactly.
Okay, so just change it to Roman numeral 2.
So that's okay with everyone? Sorry about that.
Now, let me see if I understand this correctly. If I go back to paragraph 2, we are saying that the CFO reports to the ED, but she doesn't hire, fire, or evaluate the CFO.
Right, based on the follow-up. That's correct. Okay.
So you want me to remove the bracket? You want me to remove the bracketed part, correct?
Exactly. Okay. I was just giving you an explanation.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
Yeah, you're breaking up again like we were a few minutes ago.
It's so odd. I'm here. You know, there's somebody in the background with something that's going on that's staticky. I don't know who that is.
No, I mean, it may be your phone line. My phone line does that when there's humidity, like if it's raining for some reason, must be something under the building. My landline does that.
I don't know what it is. But do you have it, Teresa? You're just going to strike it out so it's nice and clean?
Okay, what is in the brackets I am now deleting.
Right, yes.
Okay, but okay. I would like to change it to affiliates director.
Change it. To put where would you like to put that?
Well, you have affiliates coordinator. I would like to say affiliates director.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's her. That's the new title.
That's fine. There's no. We don't need to discuss it any further, right? We
all agree. I also have one thing. I think we should say positions may include.
Yes, I agree.
Okay.
Because these are the positions that have already been approved. That's why we can't delete them.
Lydia, hold on a second. Teresa, where would you like for that to go?
This is Ifea. Could I?
Sure, Ifea. I thought that was Teresa. I'm sorry.
I think it should say affiliates program director as to distinguish between PMV director.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's right.
Right, right. Very good. Very good.
So it should say affiliates program director?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Teresa, you were trying to say something?
Well, we under in the parentheses, under number six, it says positions may include.
Adding the word may after positions.
Because right now we don't have a webmaster, do we?
No.
We don't have a network programming director, so coordinator. So I say positions may include.
Okay. Well, positions. Okay, that's it. How about positions include but are not limited to?
No.
Why?
Because you already say that others, it's clear to say others approved by the PMB. That already says that, but they are limited by virtue of a PMB vote. The point and the reason we're not deleting any of these is because these were previously approved positions by the Pacifica National Board. So it's much better when you, it's much more clear, according to our process, that it say may there and leave the sentence that said and others as approved by the PMB, which basically says not limited to those. But it is limited to those. You don't want to say somebody can just add positions. It has to be very clear that only the PMB can approve those positions.
But when you say may...
Because you can use may for the positions listed because those were already approved through previous motions. Back in the day, we approved those every position that is listed there. So it is saying you may, you may want to do those because it's already been approved, but others cannot be added without approval by the PMB.
I'm just, Lydia, I disagree with you. I don't see why you can't say positions may include but are not limited to. Could I hear from someone else, please?
I agree with Lydia. Teresa agrees with Lydia.
Okay. Is there anybody else there? Okay. So, should I take a...
I don't understand the distinction that is being made.
I don't understand what Lydia is... maybe it's just me.
Well, I say we add the word may because we may not have some of those.
Exactly. That's what may means. It may... Exactly.
But then we already have the thing at the end and others as approved, so I don't think we need to put limited to, but not limited to, because others can be added. I think that covers it.
Okay. So what do you want to put there?
I just want to add the word may.
Positions then, may. Okay.
Uh-huh. And then we've now say affiliates program director.
So would you read the whole thing as modified?
Number six, hiring, comma, coordinating, and terminating supervised national staff in consultation with the PNB period, in parentheses. Positions may include the human resources director, comma, Pacifica Radio Archives director, comma, assistant to the director, comma, national technical director, comma, affiliates program director, comma, webmaster, comma, network programming coordinator, comma, news bureau director, comma, administrative assistant, comma, and national development director and others as approved by the PNB, in parentheses.
Actually, I think Nia might be right about it. The question is about may versus not limited to?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, and I think Nia is correct.
Yeah.
Because may there suggests that it's permissive supervision of that staff, which is totally inaccurate. It's the duty of the ED to supervise those staff members. So So it would be not limited to and end with or any others as may be hired or
as any others that approved by the PNB?
Right.
Okay, do you have that, Teresa? Lydia, is that okay with you? Lydia?
Yeah, it is. It's quibbling at this point. I mean, I still just prefer doing the May because I don't want anyone adding.
It changes the whole
position.
Positions include, but are not limited to, right? You have that, Teresa?
Well, positions include, right?
Right.
May include. Not limited to.
Right, but are not limited to.
Include, comma, but are not limited to.
Right.
No, but it's the opposite. I mean, the May was because we don't have most of those positions.
But it still leaves the door open for other
listen, people. Let's just call the thing on this. The positions include but are not limited to.
No, but that's the opposite of what we're trying. What my concern is.
And I'm saying that as an institution, whether the positions are currently filled is not determinative of the duties of the ED.
That's right. Yeah, that is
right,
correct.
Right, exactly.
That's correct.
Okay, so you're doing the super.
Yeah.
She's
positions are not. Oh God.
Okay.
They're not limited to. That's where you left off.
Right. You have that, Teresa?
But are not limited to.
That's right.
Right.
And then at the end, it says National Development Director and others.
And such others as may be approved by the PM.
Right. And such others that may be approved by the PM.
And others as may. And others as may be approved?
Either one. After that doesn't matter.
Yeah, I would just do it. Leave it alone.
Over yeah, pull out. I would too.
Okay. One second, ladies. Afia has the floor right now. My daughter is Afia. Afia, please say it.
And such others as may be approved by the PMB.
Period.
Is the word such necessary?
Yes.
Yes,
it is.
Yeah, I don't object.
I don't object.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is
somebody fooling with the phones? I was cut off for a while and I was trying to speak. It's just weird. Every time we get the moving.
Okie dokie. Move on together. All right. So is there any objection to that as currently reworded? Okay. Hearing none. Okay. Let's move on to number 7. Okay. Go ahead, Lydia.
Number 7 is conducting annual evaluations of supervised national staff and general managers with recommendations in consultation with human resources where appropriate.
Okay. I didn't see the need to change anything there.
Okay. Governance, number 8, attending and participating in meetings of the PMB and coordinating committee, including teleconferences, regular quarterly PMB meetings, and special meetings. Number 9, ensuring the effective organization
Wait.
Of in-person PMB meetings, comma, including board packets,
Hello?
Comma, in cooperation with the board chair.
Hello?
And in parens,
Yeah, hold on.
Okay. Teresa?
Mm-hmm.
Teresa?
Okay.
Speak up, Teresa. We can hardly hear you. Speak up.
All right. Okay, I'm just wondering if we should put quarterly in there. Under
in
before
where?
PNB meetings, before PNB meetings, if we need to use the word quarterly.
Regular quarterly meeting?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because
are regular meetings, or those
the
are the quarterly
ones,
meetings?
Yeah, just regular PNB meetings and
okay.
special meetings. They're regular and special. I
regular,
agree.
Regular and special?
Mm-hmm.
And special PNB. Yes. I forget. All of a sudden, the bylaws language just flew out of my head. Yeah, but that sounds.
So in fact, you can truncate that and just say regular and special PNB meetings.
Right. Okay. That yeah. Regular. Right. Just make that shorter. Yep. You have that, Teresa?
Yep.
Okay. Any objections to that? Okay. Now, number eight.
No, number nine, you should
nine.
Do it. You have a, well, it's just a grammatical note I had already read,
right.
Which I'll read it again. Ensuring the effective organization of in-person PNB meetings, including board packets in cooperation with the board chair, hyphen added to in-person. That was
right.
all that there was there.
But then when I took a second look at this, what I should have typed, or which I thought I typed, was... Ensuring the effective organization of in-person PNB meetings, including preparation of board packets. I know Teresa will like that correction. That's her kind of correction.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Teresa?
Yeah, I like that.
Including preparation of board packets in cooperation with the chair and slash or coordinating committee. I have been wanting to do this. For quite some time. And I think this is because that's what
the chair needs to be capitalized.
Board chair, okay. Okay, you have that, Teresa?
How much responsibility for the preparation of the board packets do we want the ED to have? Because she doesn't have any staff.
That's why we're adding the coordinating committee. That's part of the committee. The other is that's the function of the coordinating committee.
Okay.
Board of Corporations code also, Teresa, that is part of the executive director's responsibilities for.
Who said that?
Board meetings.
Well, how about this? How about in cooperation with an assistance from the board chair and coordinating committee?
Okay. I can live with that. But now,
okay.
Read.
Say
you have the floor,
again.
Lydia.
I didn't
read
get
it. Okay. Read so Teresa gets it, please, Lydia.
Pardon?
Please read so Teresa gets it.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure that I totally got it. But anyway, during the effective organization of in-person PNB meetings, including
everyone, please read the
in cooperation with the board chair, no, I'm sorry, board packets, in cooperation with and assisted by the board chair and coordinating committee.
And, or, there was so much static there.
In cooperation with and assisted by the board chair and or the coordinating committee, right?
Yeah, that's what I just suggested a while ago, but you're saying to change that around. Maybe I'm just not hearing you because there's a lot of...
Okay.
Someone
in cooperation and assisted by the board chair and or the coordinating committee.
if you
think I got it now.
I have a question. You have cooperation. Why do you need assisted?
It's different. One is that you're saying the ED is going to cooperate with the board chair, and the other is saying the board chair is going to can assist you in putting the stuff together. And so can the coordinating committee.
When you add assisted by, that means that the board chair and the coordinating committee are actually going to do some work.
Which they do now.
Yeah, that's almost
been articulated. That's the whole point.
Okay.
All right. So, Teresa, read what
it used to be more hands-on.
Okay.
The coordinating committee, so, and the board chair, so that the ED didn't have to do as much. So that was,
Okay, Teresa, can you hear me? Can you please read what you have?
Ensuring the effective organization of in-person PNB meetings, comma, including preparation of board packets, comma, in cooperation and assisted by the board chair and or coordinating committee. Period.
That's good for me.
Hold on. In cooperation with and assistance from. No, Teresa? In cooperation with and assistance from.
Assistance by.
Oh. It can be assistance by.
No, assisted by. A verb. The verb.
That sounds a little convoluted. Assistance from sounds plain, simple.
No, in cooperation and assisted by.
Grammatically, it has to be assisted by.
She's making the word assistance.
Yeah. It's assisted, E-D. Assisted.
No, assistance. She's right. Assistance from.
From.
No.
Yes, yeah, you got the wrong tense here.
Yes, in cooperation. No, wait a minute. Please read it again, Teresa.
Ensuring the effective organization of in-person PNB meetings, comma, including preparation of board packets, comma, in cooperation and assisted by board chair and or coordinating committee.
No, that's not in assistance.
Let's take a roll call vote on this. I still think it's...
No. We're not going to do that. assistance, it just seems a little unelegant.
It has to just be grammatically correct, and it is assisted by within the context of... I disagree with the whole way the entire thing is structured, where it's hiring instead of hire and, you know, insure instead of insuring throughout the whole thing. But I'm not going to go back and correct the whole thing. But now that we're saying and we're starting the sentence out that way, insuring blah, blah, then it has to be assisted by. But that's my vote if you're going to vote.
I agree.
Okay, read it one more time for me.
Ensuring the effective organization of in-person PNB meetings, comma, including preparation of board packets, comma, in cooperation and assisted by the board chair and or coordinating committee.
It doesn't sound right at the end there to me, but it's the element of style. Let's go for it. Let's move on.
Okay, and I would point that the point that Lydia makes with regard to starting the sentence is ensuring. I would urge that it's to ensure.
But you know what?
The other ones start with the part of the
right. But all the other ones have attending, conducting. We'd have to go back and change the whole thing. And Lord knows, we don't want to do that, do we, Fia?
Let's go.
Not now. We don't want to go like that. Okay. Next sentence. Okay.
Communication. Number 10. Conforming to the communication policies established by the board, comma, including accurate reports, and provision of appropriate information for directors upon request.
So it should be provision rather than providing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we don't have any quarrel with that, do we?
Performance.
Okay. Objection. Okay, Teresa, go ahead. Read number 11.
That was no
objection. Okay. Yeah, because the thing is that it starts, it's that same, you know, with the use of the ing, somebody's addicted to ings. So it's conforming, and that's why they use providing.
So we've now changed it to provision.
But read it and see if it's correct. So it's conforming to the communication policy established by the board, including accurate reports and providing and the providing of appropriate information.
No, these are objects of the word including. It includes reports and it includes provision of appropriate information.
Yeah, that's correct.
That's
so
correct
no
word.
Yeah, that's right. No, provision is correct.
Okay.
Provision is correct.
All right,
okay.
The next one is 11. Supporting the PUCNB and fulfilling its governance role through regular communication with the board and its officers.
Okay.
Good.
Okay, human resources.
Let me ask you this. Do we need to say and its officers if we say the board?
The regular
fear.
I don't. The fear. Officer on the call. Officer. Yeah.
I didn't hear the question.
No. She wanted to know. It should we strike and its officers since it says regular communication with the board.
Oh, it's imperative that the officers be kept informed. How is that the question?
But
yeah,
when you
okay.
say when you say it had to have regular communication with the board, aren't you including the officers?
Sometimes they're particularly where there's a decision to be made.
I guess I see. Okay.
So you're saying that circumstances.
There are certain. This is Lydia.
Hold on, Lydia. Can you finish your sentence, Sophia? What were you saying?
I said under the worst circumstances, it's redundant. It's
okay, under the worst circumstances.
Harm
okay.
done.
The reason for it, I think, is because in California Corporations Code, it does delineate specific things to the officers. And so it probably would be prudent to leave it as is.
Okay.
Okay.
So we will err on the side of redundancy on this one.
Yes.
Okay, Let's go. Human resources. Do you want to go, Teresa? You want to read or Fia? Who wants?
Okay, human resources. 12. Ensuring that stations in the network are managed according to state, FCC, and CPB requirements, including state and federal labor and employment regulations, and that any grievances are addressed and resolved in a fair and timely manner. Period.
Okay. That's okay. It didn't change anything there. Okay.
Does federal need to be capitalized?
Federal. In 12?
Yeah.
Where it says, state, including state probably should be capitalized, right?
Yeah. I was just wondering if federal needed to be capped.
It is, isn't it?
It is. Does it need
yeah.
to be?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. So then, well, maybe we should put that in lowercase also, including state and federal labor and employment I would make that lowercase F.
All right. Okay, number 13, participate in union collective bargaining agreement negotiations and respond to union requests in collaboration with the general manager, CFO, and human resources as appropriate.
That should say participating because the rest of it is in ING.
Yeah.
We're not going to debate that one, you know, it is. To be participating, to be consistent.
Okay.
I didn't catch that one, but I after.
All right, that's approved then. Number 14, supervising compliance with Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA.
Yeah.
What was your note?
Yeah. It says to eliminate redundancies, implementation and compliance. I don't think we need to write implementation.
What was your change? Was there a change there?
Right. Supervising compliance with Americans with Disabilities, eliminate implementation.
Was implementation in there before?
Yes, that should have been there.
I guess it used to say supervising implementation and compliance.
Yeah. You didn't need that once. It's right, attorney, isn't that correct? Sophia? I can't hear you.
Well, I don't think anybody disagrees.
All right. Keep going, Teresa. Correction in 15. You want me to just read it?
There is a little echo of what you say, and there is a little echo of everything that's said. It's so it's faint behind people, but it is a garbling of what we say. Just thought I'd tell you.
Yeah, it's like a squeaking echo.
Yeah.
That's what I've been saying earlier. Maybe someone's cell phone is close to the laptop, or I don't know. It's gone now.
Yeah.
Okay. 15, encouraging equal opportunity and diversity in staffing, management, and programming at stations, the Pacifica National Archives. That should say Pacifica Radio Archives and in the National Office. I missed that one. I should have changed that to Radio Archives.
Don't they call
it
the
National
Archives?
Yeah,
don't they call
PRA.
Yeah. It should be Pacifica Radio Archives.
It's our paper archives.
Okay,
Teresa,
do you have that?
So you want it to be Radio Archives?
Yes.
That's what it should be.
That's what it should. That's its name.
Okay.
PRA.
Any objection to that? There shouldn't be none. That's what it is. Okay. Going on to finances. Teresa?
You know what?
Teresa?
Yes?
Teresa, it's very hard to hear you. I think you're a little, is the volume on your phone low?
Okay, finances. Number 16, working with the Chief Financial Officer, CFO, overseeing the foundation's budget, and providing for fiscal integrity of the foundation within the approved limits of the PNB.
Except that I would capitalize foundation. Are we not capitalizing foundation because it's the Pacifica Foundation?
Yeah, I think
I was going to say that I just caught that myself. And here, let's see, does your theory hold true here, Lydia, where you want this spelled out? Because I was going to say to just working with the CFO and strike Chief Financial Officer. But do you want that redundancy? Or not just you, but the rest of the people on the committee.
Well, we haven't done that sentence of here and after referred to.
No.
I would leave it the way it is. Don't.
Okay, and change that sort of uppercase F, Teresa?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
17.
Well, I just want to ask a question about this.
Mm-hmm.
She's working with the CFO, and you're going to say Chief Financial Officer and then parentheses CFO, overseeing the foundation's budget and providing for fiscal integrity of the foundation within the approved limits of the PNB.
Yeah, that's what was there. What's your concern?
I'm just thinking of the vote that we had where I thought she was trying to make cuts to help the foundation fix fiscal integrity, and we said no to that. And I'm thinking of this word within the approved limits of the PNB, and I'm not quite sure. What do we mean within the approved limits of the PNB?
Well, that's exactly what it means. I mean, this is the job description she's always had, mm-hmm. and the EDs have always had.
But we're talking about from a new one.
Because it's just the same thing. It's a prerogative of the PMB to determine, you know, it's over the overarching plan, and then the staff, which the ED is, the staff,
that is correct,
works within the parameters set by the PMB.
That is absolutely correct. Fiduciary responsibility for the license holders. The budget has to be approved by us. But that's not a problem. That's what to be done. Okay. Is there any objections to those uppercase Fs? None, I hope. Okay. Go ahead, Teresa, number 17, please.
Yes, please. Okay. Developing fiscally sound.
You want me to read it for you? What?
Go ahead, Andrea, so Teresa could do her typing, because she's
okay.
Actually multitasking. So give her a break.
Okay, great. 17, developing fiscally sound budgets in coordination with the CFO, comma, general manager, comma, and the Pacific National Board Finance Committee, period. Sounds good to me. 18.
There's no change? Hold on a second, Andrea. Is there any that this is good for everyone? Okay. Go ahead.
18, reviewing financial statements with the CFO, period.
There's no change. That's fine. Is that okay with everyone? Okay. Go ahead.
19, monitoring and or authorizing expenditures as appropriate in accordance with budgets approved by the PNB. Including but not limited to check authorization, comma, reimbursement, comma, consultant hires, and unbudgeted expense approvals, period.
Okay, there's no change there.
Wait a minute here. Monitoring and or authorizing expenditures is appropriate in accordance with budgets approved by the PNB, including but not limited to check authorization, reimbursements, consultant hires, and unbudgeted expense approval. Do we want to say anything about contracts over $5,000 need to be approved by the PMB?
No, because there's a motion. We have a policy on contracts. It's $30,000 accrual over a year, and $5,000 is something that will come about as a motion. What we used to have was that contracts policy was embedded in the job description that was found on our website on the pacifica.org. I went to Otis because it was in the existing job description for Arlene, for the executive director, rather. And then so the link takes you nowhere. And so, and Otis couldn't find that stuff left over, you know, from the crash and whatever. But that was the last, we've now established, that was the last contracts policy. So that's just a motion. So it's probably best not included. I think what we've talked about is having I think it was the night you weren't there, Teresa. We were talking about having whatever staff, whether it's ED or GM, regarding contract policy, that they sign the policy so that there's some notation that they have received it. Our previous assurance of their having received it was embedded in the job description, but that can be revisited far more easily than the job description, so it's best not to be included.
Okay, so when they get this job description, they're going to sign, when they're hired, they're going to sign off on this, and they're also going to sign off on something else that has to do with contract.
Yeah, which we need to pass such a motion. It was discussed, but we actually need to pass that, because that's actually what happened here as well. If there isn't a policy in place and some acknowledgement of having read that important piece of policy, then we should have a record of it.
Okay. Any further questions on that? It's getting late, folks.
I know.
Okay.
We have time.
Okay, but we have to. We waste a lot of time on that other grammatical thing there. Okay. Andrea, number 20. Andrea.
Okay, 20. Acknowledging major donor contributions and other support in a timely manner. 21. Bringing contracts. Oh,
excuse me.
Sorry.
Question. Do we want to say anything about soliciting or,
That was in an earlier item.
The one about fundraising?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
just want to be sure.
I can't remember what number that was, but that was addressed. Okay.
Okay.
Any other questions?
21, bringing contracts to the coordinating committee and PMB for review and or approval based on current policies.
Good.
Okay, that's a no. That's good.
Okay, programming. Number 22, provide opportunities for staff and volunteers from network and affiliate stations to apply for participation in national coverage and or national programming. 23.
Oh. Hold on a second, Andrea.
Okay.
That should be providing opportunities for, and I know this is a biggie around here, paid and unpaid staff from network and affiliate stations. So the corrections are the ING and for paid and unpaid staff. I think they like to be respected by calling paid and unpaid staff.
And volunteers.
Not every volunteer is considered paid.
Not for programming.
Yeah, that's right. Not every volunteer is an unpaid staff person. Volunteers are the people who come into the phone room and answer the phones. But the people who do the actual programming, they're unpaid staff. Okay? Is there
and
any objection to that language?
Work. Like, you know, there's the defined
is there,
threshold
is
in the
any
bylaw.
Objection to that? There is none. Okay, great.
Wait a minute. Are we taking out the word volunteers?
No.
Okay, fine. That's all I
You're just adding unpaid staff, paid and unpaid staff.
All right, got it.
And adding ING. Okay.
Got it.
Okay.
Number 23.
Okay. 23, ensuring the development of excellent national programming that covers major political and cultural events and topics, period. 24, ensuring the technical systems, equipment and structures adequate for the production and distribution of programs are maintained. Yeah. 25, and then you have bolded things here. Responsible for guiding the foundation throughout technological changes, taking the lead in defining how to harness new technologies to promote Pacifica and its mission. A clarifying note here, replace navigating with guiding.
Right. I just like to add, you don't navigate the foundation. So that's why I corrected that. And where it says technological changes and taking the lead, shouldn't that be an and? That doesn't need to be a new sentence.
Okay.
Does everyone agree with that?
Fine.
I hear no complaints. Okay.
Okay. So 26, oversee, develop affiliate relations and other collaborations in order to encourage productive and mutually beneficial relationships.
Overseeing and developing.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I know. There's a lot of esoteric.
Go back and get rid of those, but
okay.
Continue.
Overseeing.
Go ahead, Andrea. But I did make a note of that. I forgot that. Should be the overseeing and developing. And okay.
Encouraging. Okay.
Okay.
So can we put an and in there?
Where?
Overseeing.
Developing.
Yes.
It says
yes.
Overseeing slash developing.
So you want
overseeing and developing?
Yes.
Okay. Overseeing and developing affiliate relations and other collaborations in order to encourage productive and mutual beneficial relationships. That's a lot of esoteric fluff.
Well, why don't you just take,
Is there any objection? Okay. All right, number 27.
Okay, 27. Was somebody speaking to change something? I don't know.
No.
Okay, 27. Promoting activities and development that makes it possible for Pacifica to maximize its audience and expand its membership and technical capacity.
On that one,
legal.
Hold a second, Andrea. Is that a continuation? I don't think we need and technical capacity because that was mentioned earlier somewhere to harness new technologies and all that. So I'm thinking maybe it should just stop right there at membership. What does everyone think? Hello? Who's there?
Hello? Yeah?
I don't understand the question.
Because the technical capacity impacts the development and outreach to membership.
Well,
I think I'd say just leave it alone.
Well, she's already covered that in number 23 and 24.
I mean, I don't care either way.
No, sorry,
yeah.
24 and 25.
So just cut the sentence off at expand membership.
All right, I'm going to get rid of the comma.
Right. And then
and I'm going to put a period after membership.
Okay. Number 28. Andrea?
Okay, 28, managing, litigation and other legal matters with the PMB in conjunction with the Foundation Council and other attorneys as needed. The ED and Foundation Council are responsible for reporting all legal matters to the PMB, period.
Yes, I thought about adding an adverb here. But before reporting, promptly reporting all legal matters to the PMB, I think the directors need to know that. Promptly. Not, we hear about them 4 or 5 months later or whatever.
Yeah.
So I would like to add promptly there.
Well, okay.
That makes sense. Because I think...
Is there any objection to that?
I like to say in the past, we've had like when Jim Bennett was, never mind.
Oh, my leg is getting it. Hello?
Okay, 29.
Wait. I did have something. Hold on. I actually had emailed myself an amendment now that I think about it. Let me see if it's still relevant, and it has to do with had it this minutes ago. Anyway, it had to do with the approval of retainers by the PMB, which I think that's been a bit of a problem. And the invoices later, and PMB, they're contracts, so I know it falls under contracts, but because it's legal, it's been interpreted. Oh, I had it all the time. Okay. Retainers with any and all attorneys may only be entered into with board approval.
Would that be a new Arabic number 29?
I don't know. You guys can decide your document, but
where to put it? Okay, hold on a second.
Yeah, where to put it, but what do people think? Where's Zafia? Is Zafia still on the call?
Yes.
Okay. So do you know where I'm going with this? It's just to have, these are contracts, but because the wording doesn't specify pre-approval by the PMB, it, you know, we have incurred an awful lot of attorney consultations that are not necessarily related to litigation from time to time over the many years. So retainer agreement being a contract, what say you or anyone?
I'm not sure. I'm not understanding the.
Okay, maybe you should read the motion to her, Lydia, and then.
Retainers with any and all attorneys may only be entered into with board approval in the form of a motion passed by the board authorizing said contract. Kind of wordy.
But I'm not sure that it. I don't hear it conveying the limitation that
the limitation is that an executive director may not enter into a retainer agreement with an attorney without board approval.
Okay, but how does that limit the number of hours and how, especially billable hours, and the over-reliance on attorney consultation as opposed to the judgment of the ED?
Because they have to come to the board, and therefore, you know, if we want to come up with other limitations by motions, but the whole point is that it's a contract, so therefore the board needs to approve that contract before entering into it.
I think you understand what I'm saying. Well, then the contract would have to say that it's limited to X number of hours a month.
And that's in the eye of the board is the whole point.
I don't think that it achieves, that it expressly achieves the objective that you describe. And I'm not sure that it can be, that there can be a clause that does. I think the answer is in hiring a competent ED who has a vision and competence in that vision and in its implementation, as opposed to managing from the rear defensively, which is why you wind up with people calling in the lawyer every time they have to dot an I across a T.
Okay, so you're saying that this does not need to be added here?
I would not object to it being in there, but I'm not sure that it achieves the objective.
Me too. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Lydia, what would you like to do?
I would like to add it.
Okay.
If it falls short, I personally think that's a matter of them board policy. And the having
what you want to add.
Are you going to add it around 21 where it says bringing contracts to the coordinating committee and the PMB for review and or approval based on current policy?
No, I want it in 28.
No, she wants it in legal. Okay. So word it, say it again so we could get these INGs in there.
Okay.
Or email it or something.
Yeah, I'll email it.
Okay.
I'll email it while you guys go on to the next one.
Okay.
Yeah, be sure that I have it because I would like to get the minutes out tonight.
Yes, please. Thank you. Promotion. Go ahead, Andrea.
Okay, promotion number 30. Serving as spokesperson for Pacifica Foundation, representing it in a business relationships with other national and state nonprofits, government agencies, the media, professional organizations, and similar groups.
Any concerns there?
31. Expanding positive public awareness of Pacifica through community events, media outreach efforts, and development of promotional campaigns.
Okay. Should how about like Twitter, Facebook, and all that. Do you think we need to add that here? This just came to me now.
Well, development of promotional campaigns could be that.
So with a savvy ED, you're saying that one would use the current technology. Okay, fine. Lydia, do you have your wording?
Have we changed that? Have we changed that at all?
No. Nothing's changed, Teresa.
I would, this is Ethea, I think that I would add a comma at the end of that sentence and put including technology of the day. Technology of the day.
What? Current technology?
Including social media.
You're breaking up a little, Ethea.
Well, I was trying to remember the language that you just proposed, including social media and current technology.
Right, okay.
But isn't it covered in media?
I mean,
the current technology, the social media is media. And the current technology is media.
So are you saying simply use?
I think media already covers it.
There is a distinction to be made between Twitter, Facebook, and the platforms that people use Twitter, they use Facebook. What's the other one that they use?
Yeah,
Facebook,
I thought,
Twitter.
I thought social media was media.
Huh?
I thought social media is already media.
Now, at the end, as forms of I don't think that it should be assumed that any individual, ED or otherwise, is going to use
social media. Yeah, that's true. So how about this, Sophia? Including, let's just say including social media, and that covers everything.
Well, I think there's a difference between media and technology. Media goes more to content. Technology goes more to form.
Okay. So including current technology, right?
I wouldn't say current. I take back current because it locks you into, I would say, prevailing. Because you want it to be fluid. You want it to be when it's something else that it's gonna that they're expected to change to whatever that something else is.